Good morning. I'll talk to all of you at the same time. Good morning. Wait, good morning. Yeah, maybe it isn't. Okay, well, maybe things will brighten up at the end of the sermon. Okay, so raise your hand if you've ever been happy. If you've ever been happy. Okay, thank you, Tom. That's all right. Why were you happy? It was so amazing, she can't even remember when it was. But she was so joyful, she was so happy. Can anybody remember a time when you were happy? When you were joyful? When were you joyful, Savannah? God help us. Go.
Christmas.
At Christmas time. Oh, good. Aren't we proud, right? All right. Can anybody remember a time when you were sad? Have you ever been sad? You've never been sad? When have you ever been sad, Mr. Fetro?
When I I'm not sure it really happened.
You're not sure you really did it? Oh, okay, there's a confession here. We'll leave it right there. That's fine. There was a time when you realized, oops, maybe I shouldn't have done that. There's all sorts of moments when we're happy. Some people call that joyful, when we're really delighted and we know something that's good and we're glad of that. And then there are moments when we're really sad. There's a story that came out on a film a while back called Inside Out, and it's about a little 11-year-old girl whose name is Riley. You've seen it, yes. So her family moves from Minnesota to California, and her parents are really excited about that. But Riley starts to feel kind of sad because, like, when you leave a place that you love and you leave a bunch of friends that love you, what do you feel? Sad, right? Because all those things were great, and now they're back in Minnesota, and that's like days away, and it's just really sad. And so Riley is sad, but the story about Riley really takes place inside of her brain. There's five different emotions inside of her brain. Disgust, anger, fear, sorrow, and joy.
Don't forget sadness.
What, sorrow? Sorry. It's not sorrow. It's sadness. Sadness. And in Riley's mind, they have these little things that are supposed to make you think of all of her memories. Things that she's had, her experiences that she's had as a child. And if she had a joyful memory, that memory is a little golden globe. And it lives in her memory. And if she had a sad experience, it's a blue globe, right? And so her world, her inside of her brain, I know, work with me here, right? It's this massive place where have all of these memories, sometimes full of anger, sometimes full of disgust, sometimes full of joy, and sometimes full of sadness, right? And the whole story comes down to this. Is all of life supposed to only be happy? Is sorrow always a bad thing? And what she realizes is that sometimes, in order for you to be joyful, sometimes you have to let yourself be sad. She had to remember all of those things that she left behind, and she had to weep about those things that she left behind so that she might be able to be joyful again in her new place. And I know that may be really hard to understand, but sometimes you just have to cry in order to be able to laugh again. Why am I telling you that story? Little ones, that story tells us the story of Jesus in this way. For you and I to know about a consistent, long joy and happiness, it took Jesus to enter into a sorrowful season of his own life. He had to weep, tears even of death, so that he could die for us, so that we could be joyful. For us to be joyful, he had to be sorrowful. And you know what? Sometimes, a lot of times in this life, you're going to be sad. You're going to be full of sorrow. You're going to be crying. And you know that one thing that will always remind you that sorrow is not the only thing in this world is the joy of Jesus and what he has done for you. Because in dying for you, he made this promise. I will always love you, and I will never abandon you. And so in the midst of your tears, in the midst of your sadness, if you'll remember his sorrow that gave way to his happiness because he rose again, that's the way to move from your sorrow into your joy. That's what I want you to remember. That's what I want you to remember. That's what I need to remember. That for us to have joy, we must take stock of his sorrow. And for us to confront our own sorrow, we must look to what is the joy that was set before him, the cross. That's the gospel, brothers and sisters. That's the gospel, little ones. And so for you to kind of remember that, naturally, I bring something that's going to create great chaos. Every family gets a ball. God help us, right? Now, they're all different colors. Don't worry about which color you... Oh, thank you, Mrs. Lafferty. So let me pray for you all, and then Mrs. Lafferty will distribute one ball per family. Got it? We'll be checking IDs, so just be honest, okay? It's not a good thing to lie in church or anytime. Jesus, thank you for these children. Thank you for this church. Thank you for your tears that you shed for us that we might know a joy that doesn't ever end and that doesn't ever go away. We praise you, and we ask that you would bless these children and bless their parents as they seek to show them your goodness, even when they fail, that they know your love. In Jesus' name, amen.